left on my calling card. I was halfway around the world and it was raining really hard. And I only had a couple of aspirin and a half a can of beer. So I swallowed it down for courage, it was still pretty hard to hear. Cause I only had three words that I wanted to tell you. But it would be easier if you were here and I could smell you. Words are falling, I don't know. They drift, they pass, they melt like snow. I know I may be a flake. I'll scrape my knees and make mistakes. I may lose, but mostly win. Sometimes I get soaked in sin. But I'll fall right back into your arms again. Four cans of Twoies, and I set them on a trunk. Had a long conversation with a hopeless drunk. And I only had five tickets and six new friends. One of them had a hissy fit and drove off in her Mercedes Benz. Words are falling, I don't know. They drift, they pass, they melt like snow. I know I may be a flake. I'll scrape my knees and make mistakes. I may lose, but mostly win. Sometimes I'll get drenched in sin. But I'll fall right back into your arms again. Seven card stud, and I had a royal flush, and I took out your picture, and I started to blush, cause I only had eight lives, most cats got nine, so I skipped out on bungee jumping just this time. I only had 10 chances to say I love you. Oh, words are falling, I don't know. They drift, they pass, they melt like snow. I know I may be a flake. I'll scrape my knees and make mistakes. I may lose, but mostly win. Sometimes I get soaked in sin. But I'll fall right back into your arms again. I'll collapse into your loving arms again. Hey, I'll fall right back into your arms again.
That's got to be one of the most beautiful starts to this show that I think we've had in 4 years. Live in our studio, Steve Poltz.
How's it going?
Oh, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. The show's your connection to local performances. And Steve is in our community for a return visit tonight at 7 o'clock at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount. I'm actually told that technically the show is sold out, as I guess it is every time he shows up there, but that they can always squeeze in a few more, or at least at some point squeeze in a few more. Thanks for coming in. We had a chance to talk twice on the phone, I think, when you were here before, but didn't meet, and I didn't get a chance to hear you live, and it's great to have you in the studio.
Yeah, it's great to be in here. Nice little drive down. I had a pretty easy cruise down.
From Midway, you called me earlier in the day. Midway up in Chicago.
Yeah, Midway. I flew in from Austin. I was playing shows out in Austin. I played a festival called the Old Settlers Music Festival. A lot of good bands were on the bill, and it was super fun. Played a song with the Gourds on a stage. They were great, and did my set, and was working on a record and played a bunch of other shows around Texas, and now here I am.
Working on a record, recording it in Texas?
I am, yeah. So that's been really fun. I've been pretty busy, and so I play tonight at Sleepy Creek. They can always sneak in some standing room only people. And then tomorrow night I'm in Evanston, Illinois at Space, which should be pretty fun too.
My stomping grounds from college.
Oh, cool. You went to school there.
I did go to school there. Although that space must be new, certainly, since I've been up there.
It is.
How long it's been. I've heard wonderful things about it, though.
It's beautiful. It's a recording studio, a concert venue. It's everything. It's not as cool as Sleepy Creek. Sleepy Creek has their own television show.
Oh, they do? Is that what's the Up the Creek series that you're involved in?
Yeah, they have this. Joe's a really neat guy, and the winery is just a great place. And so they have this series called Up the Creek, is I think what it's called.
Yeah.
And I got to play the Canadian folk singer Peeve Stoltz.
Yeah. I saw one of those episodes.
Yeah. I was in love with rodeo clowns, I guess, was the premise of the sitcom.
Pretty kinky, yeah. It was a kinky episode.
It was so fun filming it. Those guys are great over there. If you ever get a chance to stop by Sleepy Creek Vineyards, I highly recommend it. It's neat that they put on these shows, and, you know.
Yeah, it's a nice space for certainly for sampling some wine and also for hearing some good music. It's a really nice venue for that. So what was the song you opened with?
That's called 10 Chances, and that's on a CD I put out titled Chinese Vacation is where you can find it on iTunes. Or
about the fifth of your CDs, 9, so you're working on the 10th maybe?
This is crazy. I'm putting out 3 CDs.
At once?
Yeah. I went in and just kept recording, and I just finished the soundtrack to a film. It's a documentary film. It's called Running Wild, The Life of Dayton O'Hyde. And Dayton O'Hyde is an 88-year-old cowboy from South Dakota, Hot Springs, South Dakota. And his whole life, he's always wanted to protect wild horses and give them a sanctuary in which they can run and be free. And so he's got 13,000 acres, 600 wild horses running Mustangs, and it's beautiful. And they flew me up to meet him. He's 88. And this woman, Suzanne Mitchell, did a documentary on him. And we've been in all these film festivals. So on top of my schedule, I've been flying to these film festivals to play at them as well. And Dayton shows up and does a Q&A. It's a beautiful documentary about his life. And he was a photographer for Life magazine years ago. He was in World War II. He went bowling once with Joe Louis, the boxer, the Brown Bomber. He was best friends with Slim Pickens. And he just has always loved horses and doesn't like to see them being mistreated. And so there's all these horses that have never been ridden or anything, and they're amazing animals. So I was on a station not unlike the one I'm on now. It was out of Fordham University called WFUV, out of a university. And the director heard me in the morning being interviewed and liked my music and then asked if I would do the soundtrack. So I'm putting out the soundtrack. I'm putting out a rock and roll record that's going to make all the Rugburns fans happy from my days in the Rugburns. And then I'm putting out a kind of an acoustic-y record as well. So 3 of them in the next 6 months will be out.
The acoustic-y one will be you solo or with some
some other
as well?
Musicians as well. And then the soundtrack is acoustic-y as well. That's I like saying acoustic-y. That one's that's a neat one, and that'll have all the songs from the film. There's a lot of instrumentals and stuff that I wrote.
When you do your solo shows like you're doing at Sleepy Creek, is it always acoustic? Do you ever take an electric with you? Or are you pretty much an acoustic-y guy?
I have. When it's solo? You know, I've actually played Sleepy Creek with a band before, and we were a rockin' band, these guys, the Truckee Brothers, and it was loud and fun. But usually when I tour, it's just I bring my acoustic guitar and then a 4-string tenor guitar and I have a lot of like looping pedals and weird stuff too. I like to keep it interesting and tell stories. Have a good time.
Well, the stories are good. And in fact, when you started to talk about Dayton O'Hyde, I thought, oh, this is going to be a story with a name like that. I just figured somebody made that up. But it's a story, but it happens to be a true one and a really deep one, I guess.
Yeah, he's a real guy, and he's so interesting. He gives the Lakota Indians a place to have Sundance ceremonies, and they've sort of taken him in and given him an Indian name, and he's known as Protector of the Ceremonies. Mm. This guy's a spiritual man, and I don't know how much longer he's going to be around. I hate to say that, but he's 88, and you can see the trailer. The movie's not out yet. It's only been in film festivals, but it's runningwildfilm.com, and you can see the trailer to the movie.
And will they people be able to get a peek at you in there, or just your music shows up?
It's just my music. Mm. Yeah, I'm not in the film.
But you have been in films, or at least in
Sleepy Creek
various
films.
Segments of of commercials and whatnot, or again, mostly just your music.
My music, yeah.
How does if somebody's going to produce some of these things that you have gotten your music into, how did that typically happen? Similar to what you just described with this one, somebody heard an interview and said, I like that guy's music, get hold of him.
Yeah, I tour so much and I'm in front of a lot of people. I play South by Southwest, Folk Alliance, High Sierra Music Festival. I'm going to England, Scotland, and Ireland in about a week and a half, go to Australia every year. So I play like a couple hundred shows a year, and so it just seems that it always falls into somebody's hand and somebody passes something on and they say this might be good for this or for that. And I've been pretty lucky. I don't really push it on things. I just sort of leave it. I just throw it out there and play a lot and then see whatever happens.
Well, throw it out there, play a lot and play well and play interestingly. That, you know, you've got, there's a lot to grab onto when somebody's listening to your songs. And I guess I haven't seen a live show. I haven't been able to make it over yet.
Bummer.
You know, each time you've been here. And tonight will be another one that I won't be able to make it over for. It's always something going on. You know, I've heard that the live shows are pretty energetic. They can be thoroughly entertaining, not only for the music, but also for the stories. And I guess for some extraneous things that go on sometimes, depending upon what your mood may be.
I think so. I think people usually seem to get into them. They tell me they get a little crazy.
you don't know? You get in the moment, so you don't really know what's happening?
I usually forget about it and move on to the next city. There's always another show, which is kind of fun. We used to play in Champaign when I was in the Rugburns at a place. When I was in the Rugburns at a place called the Blind Pig.
Yeah. Well, you
is that Urbana or is that?
It's in Champaign, but it's probably a different Blind Pig.
Oh, okay.
Because it was in one place, which is now called the Cowboy Monkey, and then now there's.
Oh yeah.
The Blind Pig moved, just flew, a block or two away. In fact, there's two Blind Pigs.
Man,
one of them is a brewery.
My funnest memories were playing there years. I'm talking like '96 or something, maybe.
Yeah, that was definitely the original Blind Pig.
Yeah.
Things do blur together. Well, we don't have you for a whole lot of time today, but since we've got you in the studio and beautiful guitar sound you got going on, why don't we hear something else?
Okay, this is a song that is right at the end of the film, Running Wild, The Life of Dayton O'Hyde. And right when the credits come up, this song plays. And I wrote it for Dayton. He's written 20 novels, books of poetry, and his nickname is Hawk. And so this is called A Song for Hawk. And this one's also out and available already. And here goes. I just looked over at the fine engineer who's ready to go. He's got the sounds dialed in.
Yeah.
Look at this great high-tech miking system he has here. It's nice. I'd like to leave with these mics in my back pocket.
Yeah, we got our eye on you now.
Okay. Strolling across the pastures and beyond, one old cowboy sings his song. Through the ashes, clouds, and grain, hear the lonely whistle of faded postcards and the memories, all the telegrams that these old eyes can read.
wild horses and the full moon tides. What a lovely ride for a hawk that glides. What a lovely. South Dakota summer rains cool the buffalo out on the plains, and as he rides into the night, the silhouettes are dancing by the faded postcards and the memories, all the telegrams that these old eyes can read. Wild horses and the full moon tides. What a lovely ride for a hawk that glides. What a lovely. His work is never done, and he rises each day with the timing of the sun. It's getting harder now to ride, but his body keeps on moving like a hawk. Faded postcards and the memories, all the telegrams that these old eyes can read. Wild horses and the full moon tides. What a lovely ride for a hawk that glides. What a lovely. What a lovely ride for a hawk that glides. What a lovely ride.
Steve Paltz live in our studio here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. He'll be at the Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount for a show tonight at 7 o'clock and stopped in for a bit to play for us live, and I'm really glad that he did. That's from a film, a documentary called Running Wild.
The Life of Dayton O'Hide.
And you said that this song is out already?
This song's already out on iTunes, and it's called Song for Hawk.
And so it would just be found as a single?
Yeah,
under your,
if you go
under
to
your
Steve
name.
Paltz. Yeah.
Steve Paltz, yeah. By the way, you can get some interesting information on and see some fun videos on Steve Paltz by going to his website. Last name spelled P-O-L-T-Z. And it's a beautiful sound you get out of your guitar. I hear you name your guitars.
I do. This is Smokey Joe.
This is Smokey Joe?
Yeah, there's Flower Pot, Clackety Clack, Smokey Joe.
Do the names reflect the guitar in some way, or just
a little
names
bit.
You came up?
This one's been with me a little while because Flower Pot, its neck broke about six times from various crazy shows and airlines. So this one was given to me by Bob Taylor, who owns Taylor Guitars. They're out of where I live in San Diego. And I was playing this thing called the NAMM Convention, which is the National Association of Music Merchants. It's like the world's largest music show anywhere. And they have one in Nashville, one in Frankfurt, Germany, and one in Anaheim near Disneyland. And they're huge. Like, everybody's there. You think of any, like, Zildjian cymbals, you know, Fender guitars, piano makers, anything that has to do with music. So Taylor Guitars will have a huge booth, Martin, Gibson. And so he had me, he flew me to Nashville to play, like, I would play 3 20-minute sets a day. Bob Taylor did. And it's at the NAMM convention, so it's the National Association of Music Merchants. And I would play. And this guitar right here that I'm playing that the audience can't see is a tobacco burst, like a sunburst. Mm. And it was hanging on their wall. And he said, pick any guitar you want and just play it, you know, so you don't have to bring your guitar all the way in because you have to deal with all the security. So I picked the one that I'm holding now. And he said, don't pick that one. That one's not good. The wood doesn't match. It's practically spray painted on. In fact, when this guitar goes back to San Diego, it's going to just be taken apart for parts. Basically, he said, we don't like this guitar. We're just using it to get orders for others. And I felt bad for this guitar. It kind of hurt my feelings for the guitar. And so I said, well, I'm going to play it, even though he told me not to. So I played it the whole time. And then my final set of the day, there's a big crowd. The crowd started getting bigger to come see me. And by the end of the thing, there was it was a pretty big crowd, and, you know, because more people come in towards the end of the convention, so the crowds get bigger and bigger. It's like lighter on the earlier days. And so I was playing, and I said, it's really cool to be here at the NAMM convention. I had a cousin who fought in NAMM back in the 60s. And Bob Taylor started laughing, and everybody was laughing. And then he came up, and he handed me this guitar and said, here, you can have it. You saved it from death. So it's not the most expensive guitar. I have way older, more vintage-y guitars. Since we're saying acoustic-y, we can say vintage-y.
You can. You certainly can.
And but I bring this one everywhere now because it's so grateful that I saved it from death. It's like I saved it from the dog pound, and so this guitar is with me right now.
Is that why it sounds really good for you, because you were so generous to it?
Yes, it's very appreciative.
Well, I mean, do you feel that guitars take on, I mean, that first of all, they have personalities, and then that they take on your personality to some extent?
The idiot in me wants to believe that.
Yeah.
There's an idiot that lives within my head that really wants to believe that. And then there's a really cynical, non-believing other half in my head that says, no, they don't. But I think that they do sort of, because the more you play them, they sort of wear into your body. And, you know, just think about it. Your armpits always hanging over the guitar. You drool on it sometimes. You bang it around.
Certainly sweat on it.
Yeah. Sure. I sleep next to it. I mean, nothing kinky, but it sleeps next to me because I like to pick it up first thing in the morning. And, you know, I like to just play. It's sort of meditative to wake me up.
Well, those two things you just, in a way, mentioned, the idiot in you, which could be termed the romantic in you, I suppose.
Maybe.
As opposed to the cynic, and both of those show up in your music, sometimes at the same time.
I'm 50% idiot, 50% romantic. Yeah.
In fact, there's the review that's up on your website actually says, let's see, hopeless romantic and smart-ass philosopher, which I sort of liked as well, as a childlike adventurer with an absurdist's view of the planet and all of its curious life forms. I mean, this is up on your website, so you must have some approval of that. Actually, I know who wrote it, and I forgot to write it down.
Oh, really?
Some reviewer somewhere along the line, I think. But, you know, I wonder, what's your own view about how the ideas come together? How do you blend these, let's just say those two particular sides, since there must be more than two?
Well, when I was a kid, I loved really silly music. Like, I used to love to listen to the Dr. Demento show, and I would just laugh at some of the songs. And I loved comedians. I loved Steve Martin, George Carlin, Richard Pryor. But then I also really liked Jesus Christ Superstar. I loved the production of Jesus Christ Superstar and Godspell, and I liked musicals. I liked the movies that had Barbara Streisand in them. You know, like On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever, Funny Girl, all those movies. I thought they were great when I was a little kid, and I played classical guitar. So I used to go see Segovia, Julian Bream. I saw Julian Bream at the Hollywood Bowl when I was a little kid. Then I met Elvis when I was a kid, and got to talk to Elvis for a little bit. And I actually met both Elvises, Presley and Costello. But Presley really blew my mind meeting him as a little kid.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And so I've had this side of me that loves really all different kinds of music. I like everything that's you know, there's not a lot I don't like. It's kind of, music is kind of like a science project to me, so I look at it a little differently. Even the most, what some people would term the most banal pop songs by maybe Justin Bieber or somebody, I really get into listening to that stuff because I like to study it. Almost like an anthropologist, maybe. I like to see what is affecting people. It's not the kind of stuff I'm probably going to write, but I'm always, I don't listen to a lot of music, to be honest with you.
Really?
No, because I'm usually writing and doing my own thing, and then I like silence when I drive.
I'm with you there.
I really do.
The driving thing, you know, as a musician and a radio person, people are, you know, surprised that I don't listen to music constantly. So,
well, I like podcasts. I like to listen to podcasts when I drive. Those are good.
Speaking of which,
yes.
Anybody who's who has missed some of this or will have to miss the rest for some reason, we do put our show up on a podcast.
You do?
We do, yeah.
Oh, good. I'll link it to my site.
Yeah. It's will.illinois.edu.
I'll definitely link it.
Yeah. And in fact, we haven't made much of a big deal about this. This is a little aside since you brought up the podcast thing. Several weeks ago, maybe it's even a month or more, 2 months, we did start our FM station, streaming on the web. So those of you who haven't discovered that yet, if for some reason you're not near a radio, you can still listen to Live and Local anytime you want, as long as you're near a computer. But that is
that's nice to know.
Yeah, it is nice to know.
We have so much choice today. I don't think people really know just how lucky we are. I mean, we have so much choice, you can kind of freak out. You don't know where to start looking. I bet you could start looking here.
You probably could. And I'll bet, you know, when you come in to do a show like this, you know, you have, what, half an hour, 45 minutes, and you have to decide what songs to do. How do you decide what to do, and what are you going to do next?
I never decide. I just let the guitar kind of tell me. I had no clue what I was going to play so far. I just, whatever leads into the moment, it's just fun to play. I think what I would like to play next is a really old song. And it's so old, it was written in the 1860s. And right after the United States was in the Civil War, and right after the Civil War ended, there was this guy, and he was down in Louisiana, and the South wouldn't accept the North's money after the war. There was obviously still a lot of acrimony between the two sides. And so this song has the best pickup line ever written in it. The guy says to this girl, because he wants to go home with her, and he's in Louisiana and there's alligators outside. She's like, well, you can just sleep outside, you know? He says to her, if it weren't for the alligators, I'd sleep out in the woods, trying to sort of hint that she'll maybe take him home. And I love that. If it weren't for the alligators, I'd sleep out in the woods. Because his money's not good in the South. They will not accept his money. So this song was written way back in the 1860s and has been passed down throughout the ages. So here we are, year 2013. Sitting in this beautiful studio, and I'm going to sing this song that has still been passed along, and hopefully 100 years from now, somebody will hear this podcast that will be saved and go, wow, let's keep the torch going alive. So this is a song that is that old, and here goes. On one fine March morning, I bid New Orleans adieu, and I hit the road to Jackson Town, my fortune to renew. I cursed all foreign money, no credit could I gain. Lakes of the Poncha train. Well, I stepped on board of a railroad car beneath the morning sun, and I rode the rails till evening, then I laid me down again. All strangers there, no friends to me. Creole girl from the lakes of the
Well, I said, my pretty Creole girl, my money here's no good. If it weren't for the alligators, I'd sleep out in the woods. You're welcome here, kind stranger. Door house is very plain, but we never turn a stranger out from the lakes and upon she train. But she took me into her mommy's house, and she treated me quite well. Well, the hair upon her shoulders in jet black ringlets fell. To try and paint her beauty, I'm sure it would be in vain. So handsome was my Creole girl from the lakes at a Pontchartrain. She took me into her mommy's house, and she treated me quite well. Well, the hair upon her shoulders in jet black ringlets fell. To try and paint her beauty, I'm sure it.
The Lakes of Pontchartrain from 1860s, you said.
Crazy, right?
Steve Paltz live in our studio. And when, you know, when you said you don't decide in advance what songs you're going to sing, and I said, okay, what are you going to do next? I didn't expect that you'd be going back much, that you'd be going back that far in time, much less to a song that wasn't your own. Because, I mean, I did read that you do some covers sometimes. But I assume that most of what you do comes out of your own head.
Yeah. But lately I've been really into learning some of these beautiful songs. I think what happened was it was a trip over to Ireland and to Scotland.
It sounds like it could be an Irish song, actually.
It's I think an Irish immigrant wrote it, you know, and then took it back because he's back, you know, in his homeland. But it's fun learning covers, too, because I always tell songwriters, learn covers that you normally wouldn't do, like maybe Barbra Streisand, The Way We Were. Like, learn a song like that, because Marvin Hamlisch, rest in peace, wrote the melody to that along with Marilyn and Alan Bergman, and the chord changes in that are insane, and it will always lead to other songs, because through osmosis, not that song, but or any song, you know, like maybe learn a Jimmy Webb song, like learn the chords to By the Time I Get to Phoenix or Wichita Lineman, some classic, and by learning those chords, your fingers start doing other things. Like, I have a song called Dream House that I would have never written had I not learned a bunch of other people's songs. And Dreamhouse, it goes, here it is. It goes like this. I wrote this in Yosemite. I'm on the mend. I'll be around to see if you would like a chance for love again. From ocean to desert sand, we'll travel across the world because it's spinning in our hand. Wherever we lay down our bedrolls is our home. We don't need much, we've got it made. We'll travel the world somehow. From mountain tops to cityscapes, we're in our dream house now. I've been a lonely gypsy, a yellowkin mother hipsy. I'll follow you till I'm tipsy, from San Diego to Poughkeepsie. Ba-ba-da-ba. I've been broken heart. Let's get this party started. The ship has not departed. San Diego to the planets that they have not charted. I'm on the mend. I'll be around to see if you would like a chance for love again. We'll travel the world somehow. From mountain tops to cityscapes, we're in our dream house now. We're in our dream house now. We're in our dream.
Title track from the 2010 CD, Dreamhouse.
Yes.
By Steve Poltz, who is live in our studio here on FM 90.9 on Live and
Local.
We should
go all the way to 5 and just, like, push the boundaries.
Oh, that would be fine with me. The folks at Sleepy Creek might be yelling at me, but, you know, we'll do what we do. Excuse me. A show there, Sleepy Creek Vineyards Fairmount, tonight at 7 o'clock. And I want to tell you this briefly, before we hear at least one more from Steve, about tomorrow's show here on Live and Local, because it's going to be something we've never done before. And I'm mentioning it now partly because some of these songs that Steve just did remind me of songs of the Great American Songbook.
Oh, cool. You're doing that tomorrow?
Well, we're doing some songs from the Great American Songbook featuring vocalist Jeff Poor and David Theis. They're both Urbana natives, both University of Illinois alums. But the trick is, the interesting twist to this is, that it's going to be an all-request show, that people get to call in their requests during the show or ahead of time. We're in our fun drive, although you wouldn't know that really from listening to the show all week, but tomorrow you will know it. And so we're going to encourage people to make their pledges and also make their requests from the Great American Songbook. Now, if you don't know what the Great American Songbook is, you might want to look it up before you decide what kind of song to request.
Pick something by Stephen Foster. That's
that
what I request.
Work. That would work. So you can call
You're
ahead
amazing.
If you want. Yeah, you can call ahead if you want. The number's 217-333-7300 to pledge. Or you can go online and leave a comment. On willpledge.org, select WILLFM, put your request in the comment line. So that's in advance. You can do it right now. We'll get your request in advance, or you can call in during tomorrow's show from 4 to 5 with Jeff Poor and David Theis. Should be fun.
What's the name of this station, WILL?
WILL,
like
FM,
that.
Part of Illinois Public Media, for Illinois University of.
You're a daisy
that's
if
where
you
that
do.
Comes from.
WILL.
So so you said that, you know, you started by saying that that song, Dream House, you know, was, you sort of came at from some other songs that you were messing
with.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
But
you didn't mention what some of the songs were, if you even knew what they were.
I don't know what they were. I just know that I started playing chords that I wasn't normally playing, and it made me write that song.
So you may have been channeling something else.
I think so, yeah.
Somewhere along the line. And I assume when you suggest to other songwriters that they do this sort of thing, that you would encourage them to check out good songs.
Yes.
Because there are bad songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which you could probably also learn, but mostly what not to do in a song.
Yeah, don't listen to too many bad songs because it can infect you.
Yeah, badly. I wanted to ask you also, just listening to that tune and a lot of the licks you were doing on the guitar, as well as the little trill you ended the very first song with, and you said earlier you did study classical guitar. How long did you study that, and how do you think it informs your playing now? Because it sure sounds, I mean, you really sound like somebody who studied the classical guitar,
well,
which is meant to be a compliment.
It's weird. I just loved it. It was my own choice. My mom said, "Do you want to play rock guitar, banjo? We just wanted you to play an instrument, trumpet." And I said, "I want to play classical guitar." And I think it was because my uncle took me to see Julian Bream when I was a little kid, and I loved watching him play classical guitar, so I would listen to his records and Segovia's records. And so I played for years. I used to play in recitals, and then I played in Mexican. My first gigs were in Mexican restaurants in San Diego. I was literally playing 7 nights a week, every night of the week, at a place called Por Favor Mexican Restaurant, and then another place called El Amigo Ballroom. And I was only 18, maybe 19 years old, and I would play the full night. I would just bring sheet music in and read songs by Fernando Caroli or Bach. And I would leave, and I'd be in such a peaceful Zen place. Still to this day, there's certain memories I look back on in my life that are so special to me, and that was one of them. The way I felt in this restaurant, like nobody would really be listening. They would be eating their dinners, but it didn't matter. I was playing these beautiful songs, and every once in a while you'd see a table listen. And I wouldn't sing at all. I would just play classical guitar. And then at the end of the night, I would sing Time in a Bottle by
Jim Croce.
Jim Croce, just because it was like the one song I knew how to sing. And I'd always been in choirs, and I could sing, but I wasn't singing. I was just playing classical guitar. But for some reason, I would sing Time in a Bottle.
And you were how old?
18, maybe 19. And I was playing 7 nights a week, so I started getting really good at the classical stuff because when you're playing every night, you're sort of getting your 10,000 hours in. So I remember it was so funny because they would give me a glass of wine and I'd have a Mexican dinner. And I would leave and be so peaceful. Like somebody could cut me off in their car and practically slam into me, and I'd just be like, "Hey, it's cool, dude. Go ahead." Like the guitar makes me so – it puts me in the best mood. If I can play every day, it's just really good for my blood pressure and my general outlook towards the whole world. And it puts me in a really zen place. I don't know what it is about it. It's just the sound of the strings being plucked. And so I was playing, and then I realized this is crazy because I was 18 or 19 and one of the waitresses that worked there was like 42 years old. And I remember she said, why don't you come home with me tonight to my place? We'll drink some more beers. And I was like, I was so young and naive, more naive back then. I was like, all right. That's so nice of her. And then I realized that it wasn't just to play tiddlywinks, yeah. if you know what I'm talking about.
No. I have a pretty good
idea. So anyways, I remember, I'll never forget this. It was like I was a young rock and roller classical guitarist, and I was at this woman's house, and then all of a sudden, her Harley Davidson biker boyfriend pulled up, and she goes, oh my God, you got to get out of here. That's my boyfriend. And I literally ran out of their bedroom window.
This is not a story you expect to hear from somebody playing the classical guitar.
No, and I left my shoes, and I was so freaked out. And the guy saw my shoes and was going to kill me, so I never went back to the Mexican restaurant. Again, I only went to the other Mexican restaurant until the guy ended up in jail, and then I went back and started working, playing at the Mexican restaurant again. The owner said, you don't have to worry about her boyfriend. He's in jail for, like, murder or something, you know, or armed robbery of a liquor store. And so then I went back, and I was so scared of that waitress.
And here I thought the reason this was such a fond memory was because of the playing part. And
no, just with this memory. I don't even know why I just told you that. It's just, are we on the radio right now, or is this just being taped?
We're live.
Oh, this is live.
Yeah,
so,
this is live.
Oh, so what we're doing right now, people can hear?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I thought we were still sound checking.
Oh, nice.
It's not starting right now?
Yeah. No.
I've got to go.
No, it's been started for 45 minutes. Yeah.
Can we call it priest?
We can do one more song, and then we'll get you out of here so that the folks at Sleepy Creek will let you come back sometime.
Really?
Yeah, I hope they will.
Stick your hand inside your pocket. Don't put it in an old light socket. Take out all the cash you can. Be a woman or be a man. You're not looking for some special thrill. You're looking to give your cash to W-I-L-L. W-I-L-L-F-M. Do you think this station runs on good looks? No, they need all kinds of stuff, not just crooks. They need your money. They don't need honey. They need to keep their tower open. They need your cash if you can. We ain't talking about $100. Or maybe we are, maybe five or ten. Cause every cent that they bring in, I get a kickback if they win. That is right, it helps to pay for my gas. Yeah, come on, baby, don't you have any class? W-I-L-L, that's the place to be. Hey, don't you know? 1, 2, 3, gotta end this song sometime or you'll end up a tree. I don't mean to be a pill, but you gotta give your cash to W-I-L-L or someone out there could end up getting... Well, we don't want anybody to end up getting killed. We want to keep this peaceful. Is this an NPR-type station?
It is.
You're listening to NPR, All Things Considered. Yeah. How did they teach those guys to say stuff about the news and have no emotion at all in their voice on NPR? They're like this. In other news today, the stock market collapsed, dropping 20,000 points. We are all broke. You're listening to All Things Considered. It's just like that. Like, do they go to a school for no emotion? I
can't answer that. I can't answer that.
Do you think I'm pretty good at that?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, right?
That was a nice job. Yeah.
The Ford Motor plant has closed its doors and everyone's out of work. You're listening to All Things Considered. We'll be taking your phone calls. It's awesome. I love it.
And All Things Considered coming up in 10 minutes.
I know it is. I'm an NPR junkie. Yeah. I love it.
You'll be listening to it on the way back to Fairmont.
If I could, I would buy NPR and just play my music. But I can't. I don't have any money. I want everybody out there to give their money to W-I-L-L.
Well, we would appreciate it.
Wouldn't that be great if this actually worked?
We'll find out. willpledge.org. That's the website.
willpledge.org?
Willpledge.org. Yeah. 217-333-7300. I want to say thanks very much to Steve Pultz for coming on our show.
Oh, thank you, man. This has been a blast.
And
I'm playing tonight.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
The show's sold out.
It's sold out, but they can get some more. So they tell me.
If you write an email to, you could like write me through my website, pultz.com. I'll sneak you in somehow.
Sleepy Creek venues
now, I could
in
get
Fairmont.
In a lot of trouble. Sleepy Creek people rule that place with an iron fist. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
It's the greatest place
it's a nice
ever.
Nice place.
It's a wonderful venue.
Yeah, it really is.
It's almost like you walked into some other, you don't even know where you are, and then you walk in the doors and it's like, hello, you're in the most welcome place on the planet Earth.
Yeah, it feels that way. And Steve is always welcome. He does sell it out whenever he's there, and you're welcome back here anytime.
I am?
Yeah.
Good.
If you want to come back.
I would love to. This has been a blast.
Good.
Thank you to our fine engineer. He
Mike
did
Pritchard.
Such a good job. Mike Pritchard.
Mike Pritchard is our
Mike
sound
Pritchard,
engineer.
Sorry. Yeah. Mike Pritchard. Good job,
always
Mike.
Always makes people sound great.
Yeah. Thanks for auto-tuning my guitar and voice.
You want to do one more?
I would love
long
to
as
do
you're
one
here?
More. Yeah, why not? Let's do this.
Go right ahead.
All right.
As long as we've held you overtime. Kayla's already mad at me, so go right ahead.
Kayla couldn't be mad at anybody. She's the nicest person in the world.
Good to know.
Good. Okay. Okay, we've got time for one more song, ladies and gentlemen. This is a song I just made up 3 days ago. Here goes. Inside this photograph, and I'd kiss your face again. And the rain came down. Oh, and the rain came down.
a brand new song from Steve Paltz live on Live and Local. Thanks very much for coming in. It's great to hear you.
Yeah, this was super fun. Peace be with you and also with you.
And as Steve indicated, in about 4 minutes, we're going to hear All Things Considered from NPR. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's musical heritage at the University of Illinois, now featuring the new exhibit, The James Bond Theme, Music to Live, Die, and Love Another Day. More information is at sousaarchives.org. The annual vintage vinyl sale is coming on May 4th. It's a fundraiser for the Illinois Radio Reader. You can bring your used records, CDs, DVDs, and working stereo equipment to any Busey Bank office in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, or Mahomet through April 30th, or to the sale site at 40 East University Avenue in Champaign through May 2nd. For more information, call Dean Geiken at 217-333-6503. And a reminder that on tomorrow's Live and Local, we'll welcome Jeff Poor and David Theis, vocalist and pianist, respectively, who specialize in songs from the Great American Songbook. They're joining us for a special Pledge Week show where you'll have a chance to make requests of them from the Great American Songbook, and they'll try to sing them on the show. And if you want to make your request ahead of time, you can do it right now. You can phone our pledge line at 217-333-7300 or make your request on our website, which is willpledge.org. Select WYLL-FM when you open that page and put your request in the comment line. It'll be a lot of fun on tomorrow's Live and Local from 4 to 5. Some other events you can see and hear live over the next couple of days in our area. The Gunny Sack Review has its weekly happening at Arthur, Illinois, at the Yoder Center. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. It's Stephen Spencer and Gray Trio, jazz that is, at the Iron Post in Urbana, starting in about 2 minutes, followed at 8 o'clock by the Yellow Jacket String Band. University of Illinois Jazz Trombone Ensembles at the Krannert Center in Urbana tonight at 7:30. And tomorrow it's the Illinois State University Singing Redbirds concert, a concert of singing children at the Kemp Recital Hall in the ISU campus in Normal. That's tomorrow evening at 6:30. Also at ISU, at the Center for the Performing Arts at 8 o'clock, it's the ISU Orchestra Concerto Aria concert. The Illinois College Choirs will give their spring concert called DNA Music. It's Ramelkamp Chapel at the Illinois College in Jacksonville tomorrow night at 7:30. The Threepenny Opera opens at the Krannert Center in Urbana, 7:30 tomorrow night. It runs through Saturday at the same time with a Sunday matinee at 3 o'clock. University of Illinois Vocal Jazz Ensembles at the Krannert Center tomorrow night at 7:30. The U of I Harding and Hinesley Symphonic Bands are at the Krannert Center also tomorrow night at 7:30. And the Kevin Hart Trio plays jazz at Boo Boo's Doghouse in Bloomington tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. For Live and Local, I'm Kevin Kelly. Join us again tomorrow at 4 o'clock.